Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK. Hello.
Hello. It's Zach and Jess, the people that make the podcast that you're about to listen to.
And we're coming to you with a quick, exciting announcement. In the new year, Off Book has decided to go out on our own as an independent podcast.
Wow. Exciting. Scary. And that means some changes coming to the pod, and we would love your input about what those changes are.
I think Zach and I both think that having this podcast during this year has been extremely rewarding for us, as well as the past years, of course. But in going out on our own, we want to really make sure that we're doing it in a way that really benefits our most loyal fans. So we want it to look like something you will want to listen to.
Yeah, we want to make it the way that you want to have it, because you're the only reason that we make this podcast.
That's right. That's a better way of saying it. So you can give us that input in two places. You can go to the Facebook group.
That's right. That is Off Book, the Improvised Musical. Just search that in Facebook. Or you can take that a similar, if not identical, survey on the zackandthejess.com/survey. And that's how you will have input as to what this looks like in the brave new and also very scary world of Jess and I doing this more on our own. But obviously, Scott will still be there. Brett will still be playing guitar. We want more control over how we do this and how we can pay musicians and pay guests and just lots of good, scary changes for us. Help us.
That's right.
Please.
We want to thank Earwolf for launching the show and all the support that they've given us over the past few years. They were a great home for the show. And we are just looking to take the reins a little bit more.
They are a change.
Yeah, that's right. So as we take this step, we want to take it with you. So if you could help us out and give us your feedback, we would really appreciate it. And thank you, as always, for listening. We love you so much.
Enjoy the show.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno. And guess what?
Can you believe it?
We have only Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits, Tickets to the Chorus, Choo Choo, Engineer Brett, producing every hat that he can wear.
He is the only sound that we'll hear in our ears, aside from our own voices and our lovely guest, because Scott Passarella is lovely and somewhere else right now in this moment.
Having a busy day, probably with his sweet little daughters.
Probably with the baby.
So we're gonna rock out with just our Brett friend.
With our Brett out.
With our Brett out. And we're gonna love it because we also have another friend here who is a dang delight.
You know him as one of the four lead singers in the band Every Place I Cry. Also a writer for Duncanville. Also a voice actor. Also an improviser. Also our very good friend. Please welcome Nick Mandernall.
I just slid into the room.
You should get on your knees.
That was a sick slide, yo. Sick slide.
My knees are,
They never they don't tell you about that. Because if you're not doing a knee pad sport,
I wasn't.
It's going to hurt.
That's going to smart.
My skin is so thin, too. God dang.
It all comes with the territory.
Shoot.
Like, oh, it's like bathroom tissue.
Yeah, I can see all your veins. It's a little weird.
That's gonna smart. That's gonna smart. I'm so sorry about that.
Do you need to take a moment?
I'm good again.
Okay.
Cool. I had this toy for a short time that was called carpet skates, and they were pieces of plastic basically that you could Velcro onto your socked foot.
They were smooth in the bottom,
and then you could skate on carpet.
That's great.
How'd it work?
Pretty good.
Okay. Do you remember that one scene from the very popular movie? I'm going to go back a little further than that.
Okay.
Yes, but similar, because in Three Ninjas, they did it to clean the floor.
They have a trap, and there's a moment where one of them's going to run, and they go, Colt, the oil!
And then he slides on it, and he's so cool, and he's
so
fine.
Cool. And I do believe I've talked about it on
you
this
have
before.
Definitely. That's okay, though. It's worth
Colt,
saying again.
Colt, the oil!
No, I'm talking about that scene from Pippi Longstocking, where Pippi Longstocking puts brushes on her feet, and then just dumps a whole bunch of soapy water on the floor, and just makes cleaning real fun. It's a real Mary Poppins
move. That's great.
Yeah, I did try to do the Pippi Longstocking of get out of the bath and just shake like a dog once as a kid.
Might as well worked a little bit.
It worked okay, but it's splattered water everywhere.
Not your problem. Your job was to take a bath, not clean the bathroom.
How are you, Nick?
I'm good. I'm trying to think of ways I could make the chores I have to do today more fun.
That's a great thought.
And so I have to take out the recycling, and I was like, well, this was my best thought trying to make it more fun was I go out, I put candy at the bottom of our recycle bin.
No.
Then I go back into my place, I get the recycling, and then when I'm dumping the recycling back in,
the top is candy. Okay.
Wow.
That was just a first thought.
I mean, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the job's a game. So that's pretty good to put candy in the bottom of the recycling so that when you dump it, now the candy's at the top. That's for you. It is touching all the plastic and pizza, cardboard.
The candy does need to be pretty well wrapped.
Just put it in a sealed
I just
bag.
Have loose, and I only have loose bowl candy.
Can you do the classic trick that my family did to me growing up and still does sometimes where you just have Leland time you?
That's a great one.
If it's a race, now it's fun.
Yeah, and just see just over time if you can beat your time, or in this you can do like an over under of like, I think it's gonna take me 52 seconds, and she could be like, I'll take the over on that, or the under, and loser has to do the next chore.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
I think we could blend those two. Maybe I have her time how long it takes me to put candy at the bottom, but then I run back and then we stop the time. I don't care about the time of the actual recycling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The problem there is that you might not ever actually take out the recycling if that's the only part of the game.
There's some kinks
to
be worked out.
Why is that chore so annoying?
Taking out the recycling?
Or the trash. Like, Morgan and I do the same thing where we just are like, well, I don't know. I shouldn't assume, but we do the thing where we are like waiting and stuffing it. It's long as
because the big cans are outside, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I am inside. I have no problem putting things in the inside cans. Also, you have to take the bag out of the plastic thing. And then when it's done, you can't just put recycling back in there. You have to put a new bag in there.
Now, here's something wild. What if for recycling we stopped using bags?
Now, in theory, that's great, right? Because we don't actually need to add more bags to the recycling thing.
Yeah, we just have to be really careful, like, not to put goops in there.
Mm. And we're going to put goops in there because I want to recycle the pizza box even though it's got cheese on it.
Now, see here, my deal is I'm taking that direct outside.
Mm. Yes, me too, because it's too big for the box.
It's too big.
That's
for
a bad example.
And this is where the Flintstones trash-eating dinosaurs makes all the sense in the world.
If we had a thing that ate trash, because that's what people are trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to, like, we're trying
bring
to
bring back
like,
dinosaurs
burn,
so we can eat trash.
Trying to bring back dinosaurs because they famously love to eat trash.
It's Jurassic Park, but just to eat our trash.
Jurassic Park was supposed to be a big dump. It was supposed to be a big dinosaur island where they eat the trash.
Guys, stop everything.
Okay.
Is anybody working on this? We go now to InGen, where some young upstart engineers and scientists and biochemists and chemist bios are working down in the basement. Yeah, they're not the InGen hotshots. They didn't put any dinos on Isla Nublar. They're doing something a little different.
Oh, what we did, yeah, it was flawed. But the problem wasn't we played God. The problem was our result. We should have been making trash cans, you dolts.
We were just fumbling in the dark, thinking the best use of dinos was a park. No one held up a hand or said a peep until those people got stuck in the rain in a Jeep.
And so we've got an idea for you, kinda like Jurassic Park, but a little bit new. There are still dinosaurs, and they still make you cash, but these dinosaurs are for eating trash. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
It's hard to say. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park.
Ooh, it's hard to say.
Jurassic Park. Oh, if you got some trash, well, I'll take it, please. Taking it on back like the guy who loved those fleas. That little flea circus gave him quite the idea. But we got a new one and we can't wait for you to see it.
Stegosaur eats cardboard. This T-Rex munches on your old box of Chex.
And you won't need a compost, just a neighborhood Brontosaurus.
The trash compactor, it is a raptor.
The trash compactor,
it is a raptor.
And it shines in the dark. Jurassic Park!
Jurassic Park!
Still hard to say!
Jurassic Park! Jurassic Park! Jurassic Park! It's hard to say!
Sure is!
Jurassic Park!
Jurassic Park!
It's not Jurassic Park!
Jurassic Park!
It might just be Jurassic Park! Not Jurassic Park, not your Jurassic Park, Trashic Park.
Trashic Park. And actually, fellas, if I could say hark, I don't even think it is actually a park. It's more like a system that we infiltrate throughout cities and counties and states and soon the world.
Okay, Trashic Trash.
Yeah, Trashic Trash.
Trashic, we're going with Trashic Trash.
Trashic Trash.
I just want to make sure because we got a whole bunch of things on the whiteboard.
Wait, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Jurassic Trash.
Wait, I got it. It's just trash but slow. Trashic
Trash.
Oh my gosh. Gwen, Brady, this is huge.
Thanks, Quinn.
I feel like we finally found our it, you know?
Yes.
When we were first all interns, at Engine, and they were like, you're going to have to find your own it. No one here will hold your hand.
Right.
You have to find your own course in this company. And I was like, well, I'm just a chem bio. And I know you're a biochemist and you're a bioengineer.
And I'm sorry, Gwen, I'm going to stop you just real quick. Never say just chem bio.
Oh my gosh. Thank
you. We've been
you.
Talking about this.
I know we have.
Don't talk about my friend that way. Chem bio.
I need you guys to hold me accountable, and I appreciate that. I appreciate
absolutely.
That.
I'm not just a bioengineer. I am a bioengineer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
You're a biochemist, and you're a chemistry biologist.
Which I know I'm the first in my field to just sort of flip the script and not just be a biochemist.
And it's crazy that we're as close as we are. We should be. People would think it's cats and dogs, but
you and me, the fact that last night you and I each had a Sam Adams after work would be mind-blowing to
certain
people.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I do see myself as a little bit instrumental in sort of making that friendship happen between the two of you.
Undoubtedly.
Oh my gosh, of course. It was your birthday party. Mm-hmm. And we were the only two people who said, that's not going
to
be enough.
I will go to your birthday party.
Yeah. And then once we were there and there were nine of us, it was only Quinn and I who said, no, let's get four soft pretzels. We're not going to be mad about it. And
right.
everyone else was like, I think we only need three.
And where are they now? And
they're in our bellies. Yep. Those four soft pretzels are all in our bellies.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they now? Meaning the other six people at the party?
Yeah.
They're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead from Jurassic Park.
They're dead from
they
Jurassic Park.
They are. And I don't mean to be flippant. I do mourn them.
Yes,
but
undoubtedly.
I will say we were right about the pretzels.
We were right about the pretzels.
I do miss them.
Yeah.
But
this idea is good. I'm really proud of us here.
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure. I feel like Jurassic trash, I guess, is everything we needed to say.
Yeah.
It's dinosaurs, and they're going to eat the trash.
Right.
And we're not putting them in a big park.
No, no.
Because that's not useful. We need them everywhere to eat the trash.
Right. Yes.
And I know we had like this cutesy idea, and we started working on the graphic design because that was all of our minors in college.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like really good at Adobe. But I feel like the model of having three dinos per household just is not going to be scalable. And I think moving towards like a neighborhood dino will really kind of, and then I feel like that'll also bring the community together. Like, hey, it's my turn
it
to
can
like
also be like the mascot, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love that. Like this town starts to identify as a Stegosaurus town. This town starts to feel like a Triceratops town. Like, what does that say? What does that do for them? I love that. I love that. I can see it now. An old man driving home through rows and rows of corn and wheat.
Corn and wheat.
Going through his main street, and every single corner there's someone to greet.
Hey there, friend.
And now he knows that if times get rough, he knows his town is Stegosaurus tough. And also it makes him appreciate what's great. He'll never look the same at his dinner plate. He's a Stegosaurus guy.
Stegosaurus guy.
He's a Stegosaurus guy. You can ask him and he'll tell him why. He's built up like a stegosaur. He's a Stegosaurus guy.
One town over, the town's not quite the same. A little bit closer to the coast, they get a little bit more rain. But they still got pride in the things they do. They got pride in their local Diplodocus too. And a woman coming home from a shift at the hospital, she looks up at the Diplodocus and her heart gets full. She knows she's always gonna have support. She's gonna have a pal, cause she knows she's a Diplodocus gal.
Diplodocus gal.
She's a Diplodocus gal. No matter the problems, She's gonna make it through somehow, because she is a Diplodocus gal.
Here I am, coming home from work, so hard that I could cuss. But when it seems too hard and I can't pull it through, think about the Diplodocus.
I can picture her now.
'Cause it's so tough and it tries hard, and it ate my dog right out of its yard. Yeah, I just know I can turn it around when I see that Diplodocus stomping the ground.
Diplodocus gal.
I'm a Diplodocus
gal.
I'm a Diplodocus gal.
No matter where you come from, there's a dino who makes you remember what you're worth. You could be a Triceratops mountain town. You could be a Brachiosaurus coastal town. You could be a
Ichthyosaur from just off the shore. You could be so much more.
You could be an Ankylosaur.
You could be an Ankylosaurus with a big spiky shell on your back and a big swingy ball tail.
You could be any of the aquatic ones.
You could be an Iguanodon.
Did we say Stegosaurus?
We did say Stegosaurus.
All right.
It was the first one we said.
I can see it now across every big city and small town. I can see it now, a dino on every corner, on every main street. Just give them your trash to eat.
Order.
I don't understand.
Everyone,
I don't understand.
The town meeting will come to order. I know you're all very upset and very concerned about the pilot project that has been offered to our fair city of...
Our fair city of Fairfield, Connecticut.
Fairfield, Connecticut. But listen, here's the thing. What is the name of that corporation, Higgins?
InGen.
InGen has offered us a bunch of money and promises to take care of the entire waste management part of our economy. And all that we must do is put a big iguanodon where the dump used to be, and they promise us it will eat all the trash, leave a very small carbon footprint, mm-hmm. and only maybe eat a couple of dogs, and we should really keep dogs away from it, is what I'm sort of hearing from them. And now I will hear arguments for and against this.
Okay. Well, hey, everyone. Bradley Paley, thank you guys so much for taking... I'm a trash man, and I've got to say that when people told me the plan to replace my job in town...
Well...
It took hours for me to realize that I was not dreaming. This has been an insane time in my life.
Bradley, just to be clear, we're not... Someone still has to take the trash to the dinosaur.
You're just taking it to a new place. Instead of the dump, the dump is the dinosaur.
Now, I know that all of you love the dump, and you've turned it into a sort of cool hangout clubhouse for all of you. But I can't stress this enough. You're not losing your job. You're just taking the trash somewhere
else. Okay. Now, are you saying this is a disinformation campaign?
That you will
in order
be
to make us believe that... That the because what I'm hearing and the memes I'm seeing are saying that the iguanodon is going to be walking through town eating trash can by trash
can. Don't listen to him, Bradley. They want to take it away. They're going to fire us, and we won't be able to hang out at our cool trash clubhouse, the dump town anymore.
Okay, now if I could tell you right now with this meme that I made, which is
hold on. pulling up on my phone.
Oh.
Did you put it in the city Instagram?
It's yeah, if it's in the city Instagram feed, at Fairfield CT, what a great place to live.
Yeah, and, oh, sorry. No, they put the buttons in the different places.
I know.
They put the buttons in all the different places.
Do you follow us already? They should come up.
Yeah.
We're the top account if you start with Fairfield. So
oh,
you don't
got
even
it.
Need the whole
and I got
thing.
It.
Oh, no, I'm looking at... I'm looking
this
at,
is awesome.
Did you put it... Is it in Twitter or Instagram?
It's only in Instagram.
Oh, I was looking at Fleets and it felt like Instagram.
Oh,
but I think
gosh.
Shoot.
That's fun.
Oh, this meme really changed my mind.
Okay. And you're welcome. And just for those of you who didn't pull it up, it's the two of them standing back to back in a cool pose.
I'll put it on the projector. Here it is, if you want to describe it, Higgins.
And then it says, at first I was dinosaur, but now I realize Engine is giving me so much more money in my wallet.
Longer than most memes.
Longer than most memes.
But I think effective. And honestly, my big problem with memes is that they don't leave enough room for information.
Now,
okay, excuse me. Sorry.
Yes, the floor recognizes Little Timothy Nimpton.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but I'm seeing some information from very credible sources that are saying that dinosaurs are in fact demons sent from Lord Satan.
Timothy, what are the sources? I need you to name the sources.
There's a Facebook group, which is I cannot find any longer. And they're saying
Timothy, I'm not going to send you a meme because I feel like you're too young to be on Instagram. I'm just going to print it out.
And I agree.
Chris, print it.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
He's going to print it and I'm going to hand it to you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. And here you go.
You need it in color?
Yes, well, fine. I'll take it in black and white. I don't want to waste
the day. I did it in color.
Oh, good. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
I'd prefer black and white.
Timothy, I really don't want to waste
Okay.
I really don't want to waste the paper. Timothy, as you can see, it is a picture of you just standing with your arms folded. And it says, at first I was dinosaur, but then I realized Injun definitely doesn't work with Satan.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's fun. That's good.
Now, I have one point that I'd like to bring up.
Yes, Higgins, the floor recognizes you. Higgins.
Yes, okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to make an additional petition to the people at Injun that, yes, they're giving us a... What kind are they giving us, Monty?
Iguanodon.
Iguanodon, thank you. They're giving us...
Well, they have us an option. I think the default is the Iguanodon.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to say if we could get an Iguanodon, but also on the side, get an Oculodentavis, because I miss my dog, and I'd like a small dino that I could sort of teach to be cute and could be an...
One big dinosaur to eat trash, Higgins, is what you're saying. And then that you want to just...
I'd like
ask
a personal
them for a
tiny...
small dinosaur just for you.
I'd like a personal tiny purse dino.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but I just... My only question would be, the shelter has many dogs. Why not adopt a dog?
Okay, if I promise to adopt several dogs, can I still have the tiny dino?
I actually don't feel better about you having several dogs if you also have a small dinosaur.
They're tiny little herbivores. It's not like, this is not that guy who's going to come along and eat you. He's very small, like
my understanding of nature finds... Okay, we all know that Jurassic Park happened and it went badly.
Yes.
So we trust... It's a big swing to trust this company. My understanding of the life finds a way thing is that it is an herbivore until it's very hungry and wants to eat a dog. And then it finds a way to eat the dog.
Okay, well now, Monty, I'm feeling like you don't think I would take good care of it.
Correct.
Like if I'm feeding...
Excuse me?
The board recognizes Branson McGonagall.
Thanks. I just want to say that I've heard some very distressing things about dogs. I hear that dogs are trying
Branson. Every week you put a petition to ban dogs.
And I want dinosaurs to eat the dogs.
And Branson, again, Fairfield's Got Talent was last week. And you made it, okay? And you didn't win, but you made it. And we are very proud of you.
And
we
all can't wait to hear your song that's a scathing takedown of dogs, but this isn't the meeting to do it in. I promise you we will get to it at some... It's happening at the fair at the end of the month.
Right. Okay, so I'll wait.
Because I know you want to workshop it and you want sort of notes from us. And I guess, this isn't the forum from that.
Okay.
This is about if an iguanodon should eat our trash and if I should personally...
What's the smaller one called? Optio.
Oculodentavis.
Is that eye teeth? Does that mean eye teeth? That's teeth that are eyes?
Oculodentavis.
Look it up.
Well, it hasn't even... It has a second word.
No, you're looking it up. I want to sing my song about banning all the dogs.
Fine.
You can... Tell you what. You can sing part of it.
Okay.
Until Higgins looks up what they need to find.
Yeah. Golden retrievers, cocker spaniels. You can keep them to yourself, Daniel. I hate those things. They're on board.
Hold on, sorry. Daniel here. I didn't know I was going to be personally attacked in this song.
Daniel, god dang it, Daniel.
I want to sing my song about how there should be dogs.
Oh, Daniel.
Again, this is really not what this meeting is about. And again, we've said many times
Daniel,
that...
Daniel, no. Daniel, put the guitar away. Daniel. I don't need you. Daniel, put it down. Daniel, thank you. Higgins, you were saying.
Well, I feel like Daniel should get to do as much as Branson did.
Fair is fair.
Okay, that's good. Now, I'm personally super upset, though, Daniel, that you didn't come out for Fairfield's Got Talent, because I've always felt like you had an excellent voice, and your guitar playing has really grown, and you're one of Fairfield's favorite 16-year-olds. I'm just saying it.
Daniel, we all told you, we're trying to keep you accountable to not down-talk yourself.
I'm no good at guitar, and I don't
Daniel, don't
people.
Talk about one of my favorite 16-year-olds in this town that way.
I don't want to make it as a musician through Fairfield's Got Talent. I want to make it on my own two legs by releasing my things to the internet with a confusing title on the song. And if people are meant to find it, it's not even labeled under music.
Daniel,
it's labeled under
education. I really want you to root for yourself a little bit more. I really want
I'm not sabotaging myself because I don't feel strongly about my work.
I think that's what's happening.
No?
And I think we should take a vote. Who feels like Daniel is self-sabotaging?
If the chair recognizes a vote, the chair recognizes that the majority of the people in the room do believe that Daniel is self-sabotaging.
And I just want to circle back really quick.
Really quickly, yes.
Oculodentavis Kungari is only a 2-inch bird-like dinosaur. It's so much
I'm
smaller.
Sorry, 2-inch?
Yes. So you are perhaps picturing a Compsognathus, which is like a small one, but can
That's what I thought.
I'm sure I was picturing a Compsognathus.
I think that's what I was thinking.
So
of
you
too.
Need to picture one that's like much, much smaller. Imagine how fun. Wait, everyone, imagine for a second how fun.
The chairs requires that everyone shall everyone shall so imagine.
Thank you, Monty. Imagine that here I am, Councilmember Higgins, and now at these meetings, there's a small dinosaur perched on my shoulder.
I love it.
It's good. I feel it bringing the town together.
I love it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone says aye. I will send this request back to Higgins. My God, what is the name of this company?
InGen.
We will send it back to InGen with the sort of stipulation that we will take their iguanodon if they provide everyone with the small 2-inch bird dinosaurs for personal use.
Guys, great news! We got a town to agree! There's some weird stipulations, and they sent it most to us as a mixtape.
Don't even read it, Gwen. I'm on board. It doesn't matter what they said.
Okay, great. Now...
Wait, as a mixtape?
Yeah. It was a little confusing, but...
Put it in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, put it in. I bet it's just a bunch of people from the town who sort of all got together to, I guess, make the point about why they should have small bird dinosaurs. Put it in.
Okay. All right. I mean, let me even find a tape
deck. Do we even have a tape deck? Yeah.
Yeah. It's been this adapter here. And, okay. Hello. My name is Councilmember Higgins, and I sit on the board in Fairfield, Connecticut. And my town had a meeting, and we took a vote, and we want to say yes with no regrets.
Hey, girl. It's me again. I'll do anything to make sure dogs are dead. If that means releasing a Tyrannus Rex, that's good.
We all want tiny bird dinosaurs for our shoulders.
We all want tiny bird dinosaurs for our shoulders. Yes, those would be in addition to the Iguanodon. Yes.
All we in got favor.
Dinosaurs would be a joy. So says me, a little Christian boy. I thought they were demons, but I was wrong. Now I'm jamming out to this cool mixtape song.
We might think this request is odd, but these trash men love it, and they love their new version of Jobs.
Yeah, I guess I didn't need a clubhouse. I want a little bird dinosaur as big as a mouse.
We want a tiny bird dinosaur for our shoulders.
Tiny dinosaurs for our shoulders.
And to also still keep the club, the dump club.
The dump club.
We hope you like this engine. We hope you appreciate our creativity. We think that we are the perfect place. You've chosen the perfect city.
We just need tiny bird dinosaurs.
Tiny bird dinosaurs. Tiny bird dinosaurs.
Shred really quick.
Daniel, do it. Daniel.
Whoa!
Daniel!
Whatever. Whatever, it's probably done.
Daniel! Wow, guys. Who wants a Sam Adams to celebrate?
Oh, I love that.
I do.
I mean, this is great news. This is everything that we could have hoped for. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, we have a ton of those little tiny dinosaurs.
And yeah.
We were like, these don't eat nearly enough trash at all. I don't know what to do with these guys.
Yeah, totally.
And if they want them for their shoulders, cool.
Guys, do you think that they're going to miss us, though?
The tiny bird dinosaurs?
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you're saying, like, obviously they don't eat trash, but I mean, we kind of all got close, right?
I mean, I love them, but I also like to think about how much more attention they will get personally.
Sure.
Because we have 200 of them.
And yeah. There's only three of us.
There's only three of us.
They're kind of turning on each other, it's true.
Are dead.
Yeah.
And
but still, I mean, yeah.
I'll miss them. You're right.
You know what? Let's just say goodbye to them.
Yeah.
We'll just say goodbye to them.
We'll just say goodbye. We'll just,
It'll
be fine.
Goodbye, Ashley. Goodbye, Ainsley.
Goodbye, Bra.
Goodbye, Amanda. Goodbye, Amanda Lynn.
Goodbye, Jason. Goodbye, Tori Lane. And goodbye, little Dino Gwen.
Goodbye, Phoenix. Goodbye, Tallahassee. Goodbye, Austin, Dallas, and DuPont.
Goodbye, Hubris. Goodbye, It. Goodbye, Ego. Goodbye, Want.
Goodbye, Brady. Goodbye, Brady Jr. Goodbye, Brady Jr. Jr.
Goodbye, Corn. Goodbye, Toaster. Goodbye, Applesauce. Goodbye, Jam.
Goodbye, Little Dino Quinn. Goodbye, Little Dino Gwen. Goodbye, Bigger Dino Quinn. Goodbye, Biggest Dino Quinn.
Goodbye, Brady Jr. Junior, Junior, Junior. Goodbye, Brady, Junior, Junior, Junior,
Junior. I may have been the worst at naming them.
Goodbye, Monday. Goodbye, June. Goodbye, 1914. Goodbye, tune.
Goodbye, good night, moon.
Goodbye, Brady Jr., 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 Jr.
Goodbye, Microsoft. Goodbye, Napster.
Goodbye, LimeWire. Goodbye, Jess, Zach, and Brett. Goodbye, Zoom.
Goodbye, Zoom. And goodbye. Zoom to goodbye you two. Goodbye Bono. Goodbye Joshua Tree. Goodbye Yosemite.
Goodbye Half Dome. Goodbye Full Dome. Goodbye Pine Tree. Goodbye Cabin. Goodbye Cabin in the Woods.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I'll miss you most of all, Brady Junior, 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 Junior.
Brady Junior, 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 Junior,
Junior, Junior.
When those 200 tiny bird dinosaurs and one iguanodon arrive in a small town of Connecticut.
Will Daniel ever believe in his sweet licks? And how will the dinosaur eat this trash? Find out when we return to the second half of
Trashic Trash,
the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great, no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left this town in Connecticut that was called
Fairfield,
which is the name of a town, had started a pilot project where they got in a bunch of tiny bird dinosaurs and also an iguanodon to eat all of their trash. Let's check in with them now, shall we? On this, the second half of Trashic Trash.
And you'll come to Mama, Brady Jr. Jr. And now up. And, oh, and here's a tiny sliver of pistachio for you. And I love you so much. And this is exactly how I pictured it. And what a great day to be Council Member Higgins! Oh my gosh, you did a little hype dance. Oh my goodness, it's like you have a tiny hula hoop.
Higgins, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
What was yours name again?
Brady Jr. Jr.
I'm here with mine, Microsoft.
Oh, I did wish that I could name it myself, but at the same time, I thought, I don't want to undo any of its identity.
They were very clear, their instructions. Very clear. Do not rename any of these 200 dinosaurs.
Right. Oh, hey, guys. Oh, yeah, and I'm just here.
Pimothy, yes.
Hey, my blue buddy Zoom.
Oh.
Your little buddy who?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom, that's right.
Pimothy, isn't it a fantastic day to be alive with a tiny bird dinosaur on your shoulder?
My life has never been better, and I thank God for sending and then killing, but then reviving these amazing creatures.
And Pimothy, since you can't vote, I'm not even going to take that sentence apart to say, don't thank God, thank your council who voted to give you that dinosaur. Oh, what a wonder. Monty. Don't you love your dinosaur?
Yes.
Monty, don't you understand? This is going to let the two of us breeze our way down into re-election. Everyone's going to be so happy with their little dinosaurs.
Yes, yes.
And our big dino who eats our trash that makes our city smell even cleaner.
Who they did let us name. And we named Mr. Bubbles.
Yes, he was a popular write-in candidate. And I'm happy. And Mr. Bubbles is very docile, so the trash
Mr. Bubbles rules.
That's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Bubbles does
Mr.
rule.
Mr. Bubbles rules. Monty, what could possibly be wrong? It's another great day to have a dinosaur on your shoulder.
It's another wonderful day to grow older. Older with you, my dinosaur on my shoulder. Oh, yeah.
Look, Monty. The birds are chirping, but so are the bird-sized dinosaurs. The trash ain't smelling, and neither is the trash, cause it's already gone. The neighbors are saying, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, what do you do when everyone's in a good mood?
Everyone's in a good mood.
Everyone has a fresh baked pie sitting on a sill.
Ooh la la.
There's a new French resident. His name is La Phil.
Bonjour, I am La Phil. Everyone threw away their antidepressants, cause we don't have no sad residents.
There's a balloon and it has a smile on it. There's a new fountain and next to it's a pond you can sit. Everything is glorious and I need you to trust. There's nothing we can't do when everyone is in a good mood.
Everyone is in a good mood.
LaPille!
Hello, here is your pie.
Hey.
I'm in such a good mood.
Tastes freaking great.
Oh my gosh. Peach blueberry? You're a genius.
They're both in season in different parts of the world.
Yeah. Mm. It's amazing. Yeah. Oh, the grocery store doesn't sell no tissues, cause crying now ain't even an issue.
And no one gets a cold.
And there's only top shelf liquor, because people only want to drink to feel good, not sicker.
Also, I've got a girlfriend.
Whoa, Timothy!
Yes,
wow, good job, Timothy.
I think, you know, she's really cool. She's cool.
What is her name?
Her name is Crystal.
One more time.
Her name is Crystal, but the Crystal, it smells like Christ. Crystal. Her name is Crystal.
That's really sweet. Monty, I don't understand how you could look. Our sidewalks look like they have glitter. Our dino eats all our litter. And nothing isn't good, so we've heard. And everyone has a dinosaur the size of a bird.
Now,
what can you do? But be in a good mood.
It's a good mood.
What can you do?
Wow.
But be in a good mood. Everybody,
what can you do?
But be in a good mood. Impromptu parade.
What can you do?
But be in a good mood.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Everybody,
but be in
Martini
a good mood.
Missing.
What can you do?
True that three
what
citizens are missing.
What?
What? Oh, I mean, three citizens are missing for now. Whatever. Oh, what can you do when you're... What?
And there are two things making me a little bit sad. One of them is more important than the other.
Okay,
the
Monty.
The first is that... And this
Everyone
is
the, go home from this parade.
Okay,
nothing to see here.
Sorry,
thank you very much. Oh, another great day. Oh, but goodbye. Monty, shall we continue this meeting?
In private,
Timothy,
yeah.
You can stay for because
Timothy can't because it doesn't matter. He can stay.
Honored.
So this is the bigger one. Three citizens are missing.
Oh no.
Daniel, who's good at guitar, is gone.
Not Daniel.
He was just getting his confidence together. God damn it.
Brady. Was his name Brady? The
Branson?
One who sings about dogs.
Branson
who sings about, sorry, there's
Brady
so many
Jr.
Bradys.
Jr. is
There
my...
are so many Bradys in this town right now.
They're all tiny dinosaurs.
They're not
young men.
Branson is gone.
No!
Oh my God!
And one of the, what was the
Mr.
guy?
Mr. Paley.
Mr. Paley is gone. The
He's
trash man.
Gone.
This is terrible news.
Well, they haven't been gone too long. It's probably fine.
Right, exactly.
And then there's the other thing that's making me... These little tiny bird dinosaurs are on our shoulders all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And it makes it hard for me to make love to my wife.
Oh, Monty.
Because there's a little tiny bird dinosaur.
Monty, why don't you and Gail just put your two dinosaurs in their little...
They won't go. They stay on the shoulder. What am I supposed to make love with this tiny bird? With this child in the room?
Well,
feels weird.
I don't know. When my son was an infant, we had sex with him in the room because he was in a co-sleeper.
I don't know why.
No, Timothy, you stay.
Timothy, this needs to be normalized for you.
I'm actually worried that you have such a deep-rooted education in the church that maybe no one has talked to you about sex at all.
Well, I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, gosh, Crystal and I over there just slapping each other's joints. I mean,
that's
slapping
each
that's
other's
wrong.
Joints?
That's wrong.
No, no, no.
I'm getting out of here. I'll leave you guys to it.
Timothy?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm worried about him.
him. Me too. Slapping each other's joints.
Also, he got away from here so fast. He's wearing one roller skate and one roller blade. That's so imbalanced.
I worry about him for many reasons.
So do I, but, you know, it's how much can you do? We're not his parents.
It's not our job. It's not our place.
Monty, we have to find these three citizens. We can't just let them be missing. That will ruin the entire dinosaur initiative, and I'll have to say bye to Brady Jr. Jr.
Yes, that's very important. And also, I've got to find a way to bang my wife.
Just do it.
With the dinosaur there?
Yes, just do it with the dinosaur.
What if he's judging my technique?
Do you think the dinosaur has opinions about what you're doing with Gale?
No, but I have opinions about him.
How does Gale feel about it?
Gale loves it.
Gale loves them being there? Then what's the issue?
Because she keeps referring to them while we're doing it.
Okay, well, you could say, Gale, we'll role play.
Okay. Gale, stop talking about the tiny dinosaurs while we make love.
Well, Monty, I think it's fun because they're obviously here, so I'm defusing the situation.
That's an incredible Gale impression. Hit the nail right on the head.
I do like Gale.
Gale, I feel uncomfortable with these tiny dinosaurs in our bed. I just want to make love without the tiny dinosaurs. Peeping, these creepy, peepy, teepy, little, pervy, tittle, pervy dinosaurs.
Okay, well, I, as Gale, want to hear where you're coming from, and let's meet in the middle.
I kinda can't get
Maybe
over.
We could make them tiny little hats, make them so little. And we could cover their faces so their little eyes aren't looking at your naked bum. See, I think we should brainstorm solutions or else you're never getting some.
What's wrong with my bum, Gale, that I need to hide it from the tiny
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with your bum. I was just saying for you, if that would help you. I'm just being honest. I understand that you're
defensive, and thank you, but honestly, I cannot get over how much you sound just like Gale.
You forget that we went on that wine trip together.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, it's P.M.S.G.
Oh, look who's back.
I'm just gonna jam. I see the point you're making, sir and ma'am. Yeah, you don't want no dinos checking you out when you're slapping up your joints.
That's not how you make love.
Because intimacy is the point.
Okay. I don't think it's really my place to educate you sexually, but I think you're right. The baseline should always be lovely intimacy. So if you and Crystal are having a good time slapping joints, but you are connecting, then that's the point.
Yes, for the record, I suspect they are not having a good time.
How about this, Pimothy? My suggestion is hold her hand. But actually, let me do this as a Crystal impression for you.
Oh,
I think we could start by holding hands. And I think we could do this. I think that this is what's up. Let's start with our hands cupped.
Oh,
but then
God.
As the night goes on and we start to feel closer, then we can do the intertwine grip if you were open to it.
And I just really gotta go and give it to Gale and forget about the little dinosaurs. It might help if they're in hats that don't have eye holes and maybe also tiny dinosaurs.
And I just need to rethink my life path as a council member of a medium-sized city, and maybe instead we're
work on my impressions, since I seem to have a knack for them.
And I wanna thank you guys for that plan. Now I'm finding my girl and slapping her hands.
Don't slap your hands, just touch your hands. You can have contact that is not a slap.
And Timothy, I need you to wear matching skates. You're really going to hurt an ankle.
Well, he just fell.
Oh, boy.
Ah, my bathroom tissue skin.
Oh, so dear, boy.
Oh, my God.
Now we've solved one of my problems.
We need to solve the problem that we share. Where are the missing three citizens? You guys, I know that we are really wasted on two Sam Adams right now, but we just got a note. I just got a handwritten note faxed to me by Fairfield, Connecticut, that three of their citizens are missing. This could bring the whole thing down, well, you guys.
I mean, we told them the iguanodon is an herbivore. It shouldn't eat people.
I know. I'm just worried.
We were not totally prepared for, which is that the iguanodon, which is an herbivore,
right,
would look at people's hair and their hair looks like plants.
Mm-hmm. We did think if their hair looks like plants, this iguanodon might accidentally think this is a big bush.
And we all work together with our extensive Adobe and graphic design skills to make the part of the info packet that says, hey, if you have plant-like hair, please stay away.
Please wear a hat when around.
But then we left it out because we thought this is maybe a little too patronizing. They, of course, know that if their hair looks like plants, they should stay away.
To go look on like some
it seemed obvious. It seemed obvious.
I'm also now checking the sort of... Yeah, okay. It does look like... this town does have a sort of Arbor Day tradition of everyone dresses up like a tree.
And that should have been
a big red flag for us.
Fairfield. Oh, of course. The Fairfield Forest Pageant.
Oh, my gosh. How did we overlook this?
How did we look the FFFP?
Well, we should let them know to tip off their investigation.
Well, we also don't know.
We don't know.
Not jump to the that's what happened. Because if that would happen, the iguanodon would... take one bite of that hair and be like, this is not a plant.
You know what I bet happened?
What?
You know what I bet happened?
What, Gwen?
What, Gwen?
We cut back to Fairfield. I'm just so happy that the three of you wanted to hide in my shed because you're embarrassed of your haircuts.
Yeah.
My haircut's stupid.
Daniel, listen.
I can't even play this sick riff right now.
Daniel, Branson, right Mr. Pally, you know that me, the shed keeper.
Whoa.
My hair sucks. No,
Daniel, stop it. We go back to Injun. I bet that's what happened.
They're probably hiding in a shed because they're embarrassed of their haircut.
Because the iguanodon ate their hair. And
you
now,
know what, I, oh, you and know what now else could have silly. Happened?
What else could have happened?
I bet this happened. We cut back.
Oh, God! Oh my God! It's
we cut back.
My
yeah, sorry. I, my mine was.
You're so scary. That's yeah, not that helping me feel any better.
Yeah, I think what Brady, what you're pointing to is a possibility which we thought was merely 92% possible, which is that if someone had eaten a salad,
it would eat them to get to the salad.
It would
eat their hair, thinking it's a plant. Give up on that, but then taste the salad.
The salad stays in
the follicles.
We haven't even thought though of the 1% chance we cut back.
We got dragged down underwater by the iguanodon, only to realize that the four of us are actually water-breathing creatures.
Now run me through that Gwen.
Gwen, run me through. We are not harshing on you at all.
Gosh, I know Gwen, you have so many good ideas. I think I might be missing something from this one.
Okay.
I'm just a biological chemist, so this might be a chemical biology.
Yeah. Okay. That's the situation. It's 0.5%, and it posits a world where the three missing citizens plus a fourth.
who kind of needs to narrate what happened.
Right, yes, sure, to sure. tell about the other
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe that shed character I invented, that maybe when they got pulled underwater because of their plant-like hair by the Iguanodon, oh, fun reveal, they're actually some type of X-Men mutant who can breathe and live underwater this whole time, and it's sort of a superhero origin story.
Got it. I will put it on the board with the other possibilities.
Put it on the board, absolutely.
I'm just saying, we don't know that didn't happen.
Now, there was a 2% chance that we cut back. Okay, guys, it's the final quarter, and all we need to do is sink one three-point shot from behind the line. Huh, what's that?
So here we go.
Here we go. What's this? Michael Jordan? And Tiny Toons? And Looney Tunes? And you're come to save the town?
Right, so Brady, you're talking about a Space Jam situation where that has nothing to do with the it has nothing to do with the Iguanodon at all.
You know, when I started saying it, I was like, this feels familiar to me. I think this is an original idea, but I couldn't remember what it was. It is Space Jam.
It is, in fact, Space Jam. Well, let's put it on the board.
I'll put it on the board. Space. It might be Space Jam.
Monty, they've sent us a list. Well, it's ridiculous. Mostly they say, sorry.
What does it mean it might be a space jam?
Your guess is as good as mine. It's basically just, sorry, we should have told you that if someone's hair looks like plants, they might be in danger.
Here's one that they're positing. There's actually a fourth person that's also missing, and that's concerning to me. I guess it's up to us. We've just got to put our heads together and figure it out. We might not be science types, but I bet with us and your incredible impressions, we can solve it by the end of the night. We'll just rally the town, everybody around, to come together and solve this crime. And hopefully we will find that really it's fine and there wasn't a crime the whole time.
Yes, I think we can do this. I think we can do this. Yes, it's true. We'll cross off everything on this list, and that's the thing we should do. So real quick, I happen to have the personal cell of Michael Jordan, don't tell. So I'll give him a quick text and I won't regret. Yes, no, it's not a Space Jam. Cross that one off.
And by the way, I made love to my wife last night.
Yes.
And by the way, I gave it to my wife just right.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I'm right here, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Timothy.
I asked. I said, is it safe for me to be here? You said yes.
Timothy, if you don't want to talk about adult stuff, don't follow adult
okay.
stuff.
Yo, don't know what you guys are smoking on, but we got to kill that Iguanodon. That guy is gonna kill us all. If we don't, then we're all gonna...
No, Timothy, let's not settle the score. Remember, that dinosaur is an herbivore. So we just have to say if it is not scant, we have to see if those citizens had hair like plants. So let me run it back. Oh, shoot, yes. Daniel had hair like a fight Gus. And oh no, Branson, he did earn those locks that actually look like a fern.
And the third one.
Mr. Pally, oh I see. He actually had hair like a fiddle leaf. So oh dear, yes, I see what we're saying. They had plant hair and they weren't playing.
But there's you. You have hair too. And if I may be so bold, your hair also looks like a bush. My hair also looks like a tree.
But we didn't go to the clubhouse dump. We weren't at club dump, and that's the stump that will stump us on our big old list, because we weren't near enough, and that's the gist. So
what's up? It's me, Iguanodon.
Whoa!
Here's what I want to be chomping on. Yo, I gotta do this dance, and after I do that, I eat your head like plants.
Now step back, step back, step back, and now away. We don't want to get drowned by this guy today. If we can stay behind this zone, then we won't end up drowning all alone.
Now hold on.
Yes?
Mr. Bubbles, has he ever talked before?
No.
Or is someone trying to pin this on that otherwise herbivore? Now, who would benefit from the dinosaur going down? Because whoever's trying to pin it on the dinosaur is the true mastermind clown.
Oh my gosh.
Is it the Joker? The Prince of Thieves? Is it the Joker? No, I can't believe it. Mostly because that's a fictional character, and I think you were just having an epiphany.
I'm listening to you, I'm listening to thus, and I'm finding this chord, and thus it... Oh no, I don't wanna twist
system. It's plugging into a sound system. And if I follow, oh yes, I can't afford to keep walking and follow the length
follow
of
the
cord into this, oh yes, follow in my head. Let me open the door to this tiny shed. Hello? Who, me? Shed woman? Oh no, I'm not hiding a thing. Oh,
but you are a fourth person that we didn't even know was missing.
That's because no one knew about shed woman. I live here off the dome. I'm not on the grid. I'm not in the zone. No, I like to live all alone. And don't open that door to that closet.
Well,
no,
now
I
I'm
have
definitely
a question
going to...
and I should pause it. Okay, you can open that
it's
closet
locked.
Door.
Oh,
you can open
give
that closet
me.
Door, but you might learn about that herbivore. No, you might take it back 1, 2, and double. Yes, we were speaking for Mr. Bubbles. And who are these 1, 2, and 3 who want to get off the grid and hide like me? Well, I will give you the key. It's Daniel Branson and Pally.
Oh my gosh.
We found you. All I had to do was follow this cord.
This was the stupidest plan. It didn't even work.
What exactly was your plan?
It was such a bad plan. And I'm not just saying that because I didn't actually think it was a good plan.
No.
You know what? It was a good plan.
Yeah.
We had a good plan. So a little backstory.
Okay.
3 months ago. I need somewhere to practice my music alone. Oh, I've never seen this shed before. Oh, it's locked. Oh, wait, no, it's not locked.
Come on in. It's me, the shed woman.
The shed woman? But who are you?
Oh, well, my name is Pamela Cleary, and I just prefer to live in this shed and kind of be off the grid and do my own thing. I thought that modern technology was starting to bring out the worst in me, and so instead I live in this shed in the woods.
Oh, but you don't even have a little dinosaur on your shoulder.
What's that?
Everyone in this town has little dinosaurs on their shoulders now.
Okay.
This one's mine. Goodnight Moon.
Oh, he's very cute.
Thank you. He's
I really like
bird.
Him. Yeah, he's... Oh, he's hopping on my shoulder. Here, have a shave of a walnut.
Yeah, that's right. They eat trash, including walnut shavings.
Well, this is charming. Why would this make you, a young 16-year-old boy, so sad?
The dinosaur?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're glum about something. Any
I'm
shed woman could
no
see that.
No one wants to hear my song about how dogs are good and we should have them. And there's another more popular kid in town who's doing a song about how dogs are bad. But there's never a good moment to sing those songs in full. And the town always moves on to other stupid stuff. They're always focused on this big dinosaur, Mr. Bubbles, who eats all the trash.
Now,
he doesn't even have a song.
Daniel, it seems like... Now, did you try auditioning for Fairfield's Got Talent?
No, I would have gotten last place.
So you just show up at times when you can't sing and get mad when they say, hey, this isn't the time to sing, and then you don't show up for the time that you should sing, and then it sounds like, my friend...
When you put it like that, it sounds like I'm self-sabotaging
yes,
myself.
Yes, all in favor, say aye.
There's
aye.
A- oh, hi, I'm also here. Sorry, also here.
Oh.
Hey.
Who this are is- you?
I just heard two people together, and I got sad.
This is Brady. No.
No,
no.
Branson.
This is Branson.
Oh, the more popular kid who has the song about no dogs?
He specifically doesn't like my two dogs, my golden retriever and my other one.
Cocker Spaniel.
That's right.
I hate it. You can keep them, Daniel.
Well, this sounds tense at best.
Cut back. Sorry, I'm... Not is this going somewhere? Yeah, hold on. We're all getting to it. Just give us a second.
Okay, gee, I'm not gonna even give you a lot longer to explain what's happening, but okay.
Why are you're not even in charge, Pimothy? Why don't you go slap your girlfriend's joint some more?
Oh hey,
let's be kind and let's not kink shame.
I saw
anyone.
These two below. It's not a kink. Neither of them seem to like it.
They're figuring it out.
Don't know
they're figuring it out in their own time.
That's where you're wrong, because guess what? We hate it.
Come back. Anyway.
Anyway, what? And why are you here, Mr. Pally? Yes, I know you. We went to high school together.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just scared. I guess I'm just scared about, you know...
Change. I get
change.
It. Cut back. All right, so we understand. You all were looking for a little getaway because this massive change in the town was causing you anguish.
We're scared of change, and this riff sucks, and no one wants to hear it.
Daniel. Keep going.
Come on, Daniel. sing about what dogs are good.
You mean now is the time for me to sing my What Dogs Are Good song?
Now's as good a time as any.
Dogs are good, dogs are good. Every dog that's ever been is good. Gold Retriever good, Labrador good, Cocker Spaniel, my name's Daniel, dogs are good. Oh, Shih Tzu good, Corgi good, Great Dane also good, St. Bernard, guess what, good. Labrador Retriever bad. Psych! Good, all dogs are good!
Oh my goodness, look at all of our tiny dinos! They're dancing in unison!
Oh, they rule! They love it!
This
they
rules! Do. I love this very much!
Who's good? Dogs are good!
Dogs are good!
Mini poodle, golden doodle, also good!
Dogs are good!
Dogs are good!
Dogs are good!
Dogs are good! Rhodesian Ridgeback, also good!
Hey, Gwen, Brady, look, the results are in. We've been doing this all wrong. We were fools. We were playing gods. We thought dinosaurs were going to eat trash, when what we should have been doing is turning dogs into giants so that dogs could eat the trash. We were fools.
Oh my gosh. Quinn, you're right.
Quinn,
You know what? Give me the eraser.
Yeah.
I'm erasing everything from this board.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting up the only good idea we've ever had.
Make
dogs big.
Not just big, really, really big.
We need to make
dogs big.
Not just big, but really, really big.
Oh. Yeah. God didn't make a mistake when he wiped doors off of the woods. And by that I mean dinosaurs off of the world.
More
God didn't make a mistake when he wiped dinosaurs
so
off of the
Sam
world.
Sam Adams, so summer ale. So many summer
seasonal summer ale.
Because God had a plan. That's why he gave dog to man.
Oh God. That's why he gave dog to man.
The plan went like this. God makes dinosaurs. God kills dinosaurs. God makes man. Man makes dinosaurs. Man becomes God. God makes man makes dogs. Very, very big. Man becomes big dogs. Big dogs eat trash. All of the trash. Man becomes big dogs.
Oh, let's make dogs.
Make dogs big.
Not just big, but
really, really, really big.
Then we'll have our start when we open up Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Welcome to Jurassic.
Welcome to
no Jurassic.
No Jurassic.
No Jurassic. Bark because dogs big
dog big dog.
And that's how we got the Fairfield, Connecticut that you all know today.
And hey, to all you out there, take care of your big dogs and your tiny bird dinosaurs.
Come out to the Forest Festival. I know a lot of people think about us for the giant dogs and dinosaurs, but that's a really small part. Fairfield is majority beautiful, lush pines. So come out to Forest Festival.
This advertisement paid for by the campaign to re-elect your current council members. Endorsed and paid for by them.
Big dogs. Big. The end. That was Trashic Park.
Trashic.
Trash.
Trash.
Trashic Trash. The musical. Give it up for Brett Morris doing everything so damn good.
And give it up one more time for Brett Morris doing everything so good.
And give it up one more time for Brett Morris doing it so good. And give it up for Nick Mandernach. Thank you so much for joining us.
What a treat.
What a delight to have
you. Thank you, friends. Thank you, buds.
Everyone should watch Duncanville, the show that you write for and also occasionally do voices for in season 2.
That's right.
Amazing. What else can people find you at?
You can also find me at Mandernick on Twitter, Nick Mandernach on Instagram. Come on by.
Come on by. Come on by.
The water's fine.
Come on by.
Come on in.
Come on by. Come on by.
And as we say, I'm sorry. This episode of Off Book again was, of course, sponsored by Woodbird the Wooden Frog. And what sound does the wooden frog make? I mean, this acoustic episode would have really been a time to dive into that, wouldn't it?
Shoot, we ran out of time.
Oops. All right.
And we just want to say goodbye to all of you. Goodbye, Microsoft. Goodbye.
Good night, Moon.
Goodbye, Applesauce. Goodbye, Zoom.
Goodbye, Want. Goodbye, Ego.
Goodbye, Ashley and Ashley and Amanda Lynn.
And Amanda.
And goodbye, Brady Jr., 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 Jr.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you got a little dino on your shoulder.
In the bedroom with your wife, be bolder.
Goodbye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.